Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. The promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. So anyone in Christ has colluded with life, whether the devil likes it or not. To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit or a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus, nor of me, his prisoner. But share with me in the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. To which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, who dwells in you. Keep it by the Holy Spirit. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. You know, he's always been. It wasn't something he just did. That was just him, and that's just him. Having said that, it's like starting to preach from the end of the chapter. The letter was written to Timothy by a caring and loving mentor, pastor, overseer, father. And remember, he said something there. He said, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience. That's key. The truth is that pure conscience may not mean that you are absolutely correct with God. But God sees you. He knows you are doing the best you can to do it the way he wants. You are sincere before God. That's where when you are judged by man, under that circumstance, they are wasting their time. That's what the Bible says, no guile. You are sincere. Which means that you can improve. The more knowledge you have, the better you do. Because the more I know his will, the more I want to obey him. So I'm asking for grace. He says, no guy. I mean, pure conscience. He says, as my forefathers did. So you want to ask the questions. He became a Christian on the way to Damascus. His forefathers were not. They were Judaizers. But they served God with pure conscience. I thank God for myself with a pure conscience as my forefathers did, as with without ceasing, I remember you. I remember you in my prayers. Say, thank God for Fountain of Life Church, one of the most beautiful halls in Lagos, Nigeria. And is this Pastor Taiwo? Eh? Say, look at this man. So he can be a showpiece. Can't you see where we are? But believe me, this is what you see here. Let me just say this. It's the face. It's the facade. Facade without substance is useless. The real ministry is what we do when there are no people. What we do about the people when there are no people. That's the real ministry. Not so much what I do with myself and God, but what I take to God about the people. That's the real ministry. The minister that does not commit time to pray for the people is not a minister. It's a hireling. It's about what he can get. You say, yeah, Pastor, we know that. We know a lot of pastors have money. Big deal. Who tells you I'm talking about money? Why shouldn't they have money if God is blessing them with money? That's not the issue. It's part of the misconception of the whole thing from the pastor and from the people listening. It says, I never cease to give thanks and make a mention of you in my prayers. Always mindful of your tears. I won't go there. Because certain things you say, it will look like you're boasting. But you see, God has never failed me. Mm-mm. You know, the worst thing that can happen to a pastor is to hear that something terrible is happening to somebody that you know in church. They don't have to be your brother or sister. Some things do happen and you begin to wonder, why did you call me? And the first thing that hits you is that, man, this is not a good one. Then the next thing is that, what will people say? As if it's people that called you. That's the way we fear. What will they say? What will people say? But do you know that it doesn't matter what people say? It doesn't matter what people think. I can't be bothered anymore in my life. Never. Doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I'm reviewing what I'm doing. What I'm not sure I should be doing, I want to run away quickly. What we do behind is the real ministry. I discover I'm so busy the whole year around that I begin to ask myself the question, am I supposed to be doing all this? I've been asking myself of late. Because if you pursue everything, you will leave out the necessary things. One of the very important things for a minister is like this, minding the people. God will bring people right into your spirit, man. If you're too busy, you won't hear him. And one thing I've come to realize, so he says, I remember you in my prayers night and day. Greatly desire to see you, verse 4. Be mindful of your tears. Be mindful of your tears. Be mindful of your tears. I know what you're going through. I know what you're thinking. I know what you have passed through. I know your fears for tomorrow. Not because I'm Jesus, but by His Spirit, He links you with me. And I'm concerned. And I'm praying. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith, again, say genuine faith, that is in you. So come on, Timothy. Timothy, what you do is genuine. You are real. Forget all the accusations of the devil. Forget all the lies of the devil. Forget all the bashing of the moment. What you have is real. It was in your grandmother, Lois, and it was your mother, Eunice, too, and I'm persuaded you have it too. Therefore, I want to remind you, Timothy, stir up the gift of God which is in you. Through the laying on of my hand, I like his confidence. Through the laying on of my hand, stir up the gift of God that is in you. You know, last week we meditated on the scripture, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Why are you talking this way? Because I know that this, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the turnaround for somebody. Amen. I say it again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this somebody's turnaround. Amen. Can I repeat it again? In Jesus' name, it is somebody's turnaround. Amen. Somebody thought that the world has left you behind. You have lost out on life. It's a lie. In the name of Jesus, it's a new beginning for you. He said to him, he said, look, I'm mindful of your tears. And because I know that there's a genuine faith in you, I want to remind you to stare. Why will you remind to stare? Because staring is something that should be done regularly. Okay. And he was talking to Timothy. Look at the next verse. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Could Timothy be fearful? Could there be something that was bothering Timothy? I tried to follow through and I realized that, hey, in previous outings with Paul, Timothy, one of the sharpest. In fact, it was of him that Timothy said, I scarcely find a man of like-mindedness. He said, I'm yet to find a man of a kindred spirit like this. It was Timothy. But at this time, there was something happening to Timothy. Timothy needs encouragement. Everyone does. We make mistakes sometimes. For example, you see these ones that sit in the front, they are the billionaires. Amen. But sometimes they are living on facilities because they have invested so much. But it's not for them to come tell you that, I'm believing God for a couple of hundreds or thousands for this week. Why? Because everything is tied down. No. And that's when you approach them, say, please don't be offended. Can you give me 2 million? And he says, You say, Uto, you see? Look at them. Hey, if only you knew that the reason they are where they are is because of the risks they take in investment. They are bulls. They are always going and getting. But sometimes they are in between. They just left and they are out. And they are taking their time. They are careful now. They are waiting for the gestation period to be over so they can make all their profits. And you are coming at the in-between time. But you don't know. And it's the same thing when it comes to ministry. Sometimes you are going at such a speed and hear a slap, boom, by the devil. And you're like, wow. But it's not going back. You know you have to continue. At that time, you don't need criticism. At that time, you don't need to be judged. You don't need judgment. I mean, judgmental attitude from people. But can I be frank with you? That's what they give you. If you take someone in the spirit like Paul, to that, Timothy needs encouragement right now. If you take someone like Paul, and so he says, what you have is genuine. And so I want you to be reminded. Now I just quoted from Ephesians chapter 3. It says, God is able to do exceedingly. He said, unto him who is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ever what? Ask or imagine. According to the power that works where? Hallelujah. And we establish clearly that God's ability is immeasurable. Come on. I mean, you cannot quantify. If you think you know it, you will surpass it tomorrow. That's God. His ability cannot be boxed. But as awesome as this his ability is, he will only walk through man. Amazing. Why did he choose to limit himself? Because he's God, and that's what he chose to do. According to the power that works in you. And that buttresses the fact that there is something of a treasure in you. Remember his prayer in Ephesians? That God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that your eyes will be opened, that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power towards you. Which he wrought in Christ Jesus. So the power that raised him from the dead is the same power of God that is available to you. And that's why I said to him, "said Look, God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power. You have God's power." Jesus is Lord. So he now says, there is something in you. Your faith is genuine. Your grandmother had it. Your mother had it. You have it. And besides, the gift that came into you when I laid my hands on you stayed up. And what Mr. Dresden says, let me remind you to stay it up. The infinitive here is in the present tense, progressive continuous action. So the stirring up is not what happens once, it's what happens all the time. If you don't keep it stirred up, you will not witness the power in action. And I was looking for an answer in the Bible, and I saw where in the book of Judges, I think in chapter 6, where Samson had been lying down on the laps of Delilah. And Delilah had somehow gotten the secret of him and shaved off all his dreadlocks. And then Delilah stood aghast and then made a shrilling noise, the type that would get Samson to get up and go after the Philistines. He got up as well. The Bible said he shook himself. He stirred himself like before. He said, but nothing happened. He wist not that the anointing has departed. One version said he did not know that God had left him. But what I'm taking out of it is this. So the secret of Samson's power was that he always stirred up himself and things happen. He always stirred up himself. Any spiritual Christian should understand, please hear me clearly, you are called to constantly stir up. It's not enough that you are born again, you are Holy Ghost filled, and you have some gifts of the Spirit. There is a need for a stirring in the name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about, and I know what's about to happen. I picked the word stir, and I looked at it. I don't like to come and say the Greek word and the Hebrew word. People get tired of it after a while. Because then we try to reduce the power of God to academics. It's not academics. Academics should help us to further understand, but it can never explain God. But see, the Greek word here, anatopureo, and you know that Zoe is the life of God. Come on, everybody knows Zoe, the God kind of life. In him was life, that's Zoe. And the life was the light of men, that's Zoe. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Zoe. Anna, again, Zoe, God's life. Pureo, to flame, to burn. Fire, to rekindle. It's got to do with fire. So in other words, what was saying to him, simply put, I picked it from, West says, to constantly blazing the fire. That's how West put it. And Robertson says, keep it blazing. But following what you've just read from this and in the New Living Translation, it says, rekindle the God kind of life that burns constantly in you. So you constantly keep it rekindled. And the way I got it clearly is this. You know the fireplace? We don't have winter here. But you see, my parents, when I was growing up, did not start by using gas. We never used gas. We used firewood. We were in the quarters very well, but the kitchen was built for firewood. So we had firewood. And if you didn't use firewood, anybody have used coal pots before? Use coal. When you start, you put it together and you spark the fire. The woods are there and the pieces of wood there, and you put your pot on it. It's cooking. There'll be a lot of soot and smoke, but once the fire catches, the smoke reduces. Where you see a lot of smoke, there's no fire. There's trouble. And the devil is doing everything to reduce our worship, our fellowship. As a matter of fact, our lives to smoke and fire. What do you mean? And you see a lot of smoke, put it together. You know, this fire becomes, the smoke goes. And then the fire becomes effective and you're getting results. After a while, when the wood is consumed, the wood that is right in the pot, it burns to a place where the fire begins to smolder. When there's smoldering, there's a lot of smoke. There's no fire. So what do you do? You stir it up. You rearrange. You shake the wood. You shake the wood and rearrange. Without even doing anything, just shake it and bring them together. You see, the fire begins again. You shake up the ashes and bring them. Life is meant to be constantly stirred. That's the truth. The way God created the system is to be constantly stirred. I love my wife, I love my husband. We're getting married. After 1 week, 1 month. It's not like that anymore. And the devil is working hard. Novelty is better. Novelty is better. That one is new. That one is new. That one is new. That one is new. Hey! Rekindle the fire in your marriage. The same thing with your business. Oh, initially you were so excited about it and everything was working well. After a while you got used to it. I started to be careless. Rekindle the fire. More so in fellowship with God. Relationship is not itself, but your fellowship can be doused. Rekindle the fire. Keep it stirred up. Timothy, I know you, Timothy. I know you. You remember you didn't choose me, I chose you. There was something I saw, and that thing there, but you are not living up to tell him. Why? Too much ashes. I'll give you another example in the Bible quickly. It was time of the feast and Jesus was going to the feast in Jerusalem. But on his way, he got there. The first place he went was to Bethesda. Five pools. Where was the kind of garden that was there was unique. A huge crowd, the crowd of the withered, the lame, the blind, the hurting. People, hopeless situations. But he was coming for the feast. Instead of going straight to the feast, he went there first. Okay. And what were they got there? They were waiting around the pool. What will the pool do? There will be a divine stir. And once they're standing, they'll be healing. Oh, okay. Is somebody following me now? I feel excited now. Because there's going to be some things here today. When there's a stirring, there's a beating back of the power of the devil. There's an emergence of the power of God. And it can happen anytime. Stay stirred up. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no limiting God. If only you would take a leap, in fact, an attempt to leap out of what has been holding you, you will fly today. In the name of Jesus. He said, where is this man behaving this way? Didn't you remember when he reminded me? He said, didn't I tell you many years ago, decades ago? And the children go to for signs and wonders. We haven't seen anything yet. Now I see why the troubles have been so much. Horrible troubles! But I like horrible troubles because they bring unprecedented victory. I feel the fire, eh? I was looking at that scripture. And so he went there to the pool of Bethesda. And he got there and they were all waiting for it to be stirred up. Let me repeat again. Anything that God has given you for your life to benefit your generation and you live unattended to, in the natural, it goes. Let me say it again. It goes. No matter what it is. No matter spiritual, emotional, physical, that God gives you. If you don't attend to it, if you leave, if you neglect it, abandon it, it's going. The natural elements are such that they destroy, they melt it away. That's why blessed is the man that walks on the counsel of the ungodly, that stands on the way of sinner, that sits on his truth. But who's the light? The delight is minding the God aspect. You will shine in that generation. If you don't, you will fizzle out with the ungodly, with the sinner, with the scornful. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. Put a piece of metal, leave it out there. Come back after a year. You see it going, rusting is gone. They come in every day, pick it up and dust it. Wipe the body, even in the rain, with all the rain and the weather, the sun, come and wipe it every day. It will remain. You give attention to it. Stir it up! So he stood there. He came in and he stood over him. I said, will you be made whole? The man said, I have nobody. The man was thinking only naturally. I have nobody. You see, when the water is stirred up, the first person, and I can't move. Those whose problems it has nothing to do with movement. They jump over me and they get healed. I hear them scream. I hear their testimonies. I hear them jubilating. I'm here. And he's been there. I mean, he's been like that all his life, 38 years. He's been there for a long time. And he was waiting. That was a place of hurt, a place of pain, but it was a place of the greatest hope on earth. They kept on waiting. Something will happen. So when he said, "Will you be made whole?" He was saying, "I'm waiting for you to be stirred." Say, "I am the stirrer. I am the stirrer. Pick up your bed and walk." Hey! The man picked up his bed. The stirrer is in you. The stirrer is here today. I thank God for your prayers. I see your prayers are working. It's a stirrer of the gift. Read chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 14, 1 Timothy.
Despise their youth.
Did you hear that?
But be thou an example of the believer.
4:14. Go ahead. I see. That was still encouraging him. Maybe that was the reason. Maybe he thinks I'm too small. We are talking the gift of God here. Go ahead.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee.
Neglect not the gift that is in you.
Which was given thee by prophecy.
Now you see that even where she read, everything is, "Hey, Timothy, you are a burning fire. What's happening to you?" Okay. It said, "Neglect not
the gift that is in thee."
The gift that is in you.
Which was given thee by prophecy.
Which was given to you by what?
Prophecy.
I can hear you. Prophecy.
With the laying on of the hands
of
the
presence. When I lay my hands on you, gifts came into you. So rekindle it. When I lay my hands on you, that was a gift by the words of prophecy. Don't neglect it. How do you rekindle it? Don't neglect it. Yes.
Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed.
Are you wondering why you haven't seen the prophecy of what God has said about you? Are you wondering? Can't you see what the problem is now? Pastor, are you here? I'm concerned about you. I'm very concerned about me. And I'm equally concerned about you. That's why I say, and the children. Your best moment is just beginning in the name of Jesus. Okay, let's leave that. 1 Timothy 1:18.
This charge I commit unto thee.
This charge I commit unto you.
Son Timothy. According to the prophecies which went before on thee.
According to the prophecies which went on before on you.
That thou by them mightest war a good
warfare. That thou might do what? Through them do what? War. So now, receive grace. Now, gift of healing. Gift of anointing. Gift of, mention it. Miracles, mention it. Wisdom, mention it.
Healing,
mention it. Healing. You see, everybody's believing God for healing now. That's my desire. That's my plan. That's my prayer. That's what I believe God for. Healing and miracles and signs and wonders. He says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Who is going to? He said, "You are the light of the world." He said, "You are the light of the world." This is the light. But he said, "You are the light. You are the light. You are the light." Who will make it shine? You. It's you. He's made you light, so you make it shine. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above by the power that works in you. So you want to cooperate with him. He says, "Now the word is gone over your life. The word is gone about you. There's something clear about you. So who's going to do the worrying? You." You see, the devil will come against anything that God wants to do in your life. "You are my beloved son, who am well pleased." The next thing, he was led. He didn't go there. He wasn't moved there by peer pressure. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And guess what? If you are the Son of God. Because you say, "You are my son." Not, "He's my son." "You are my son." If you are the Son of God. If you are the Son. See what happens? God knows what he's doing. He tells you who you are. And you're wondering, "How can I get there?" Says, "This is it. Take the word. By this word, you are getting there."
Amen.
So how do you begin your warfare? The word. The word. That's why I will remind you what he has said. The word. And how do you bring the word to bear in your physical life? you're asking and you're thinking. What are you thinking? Whatever things are pure, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are, if there be any good report, meditate. Think. Say your thinking is God's gateway to manifesting himself in your life and in your generation. Your thinking. That's why the weapons of our warfare. Say, what a good warfare. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. Pulling down what? Stronghold. Casting down what? Imagination. If all you imagine is carnality, what if you are imagining the word that has come with power? The word, we assume flesh. If we assume a body, fit for the physical, and manifest. So how do we start? War in good warfare. Constantly. By stripes we have been healed.
I say in the brain, in the womb, in the heart, any organ of the body, your skin, your eyes, I say your feet, your legs, your arms, I say anywhere in your system, I say I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. He will flow from you to many. In the name of Jesus.
You know, Paul said, I long to pass through so that I can impart some gifts unto you. And you saw, he said, by the laying of my hand. Now, what do you desire? Healing, healing, healing. If you desire healing, say amen. You want the Lord to heal the nations through you, to heal families through you, to heal men through you, to heal women through you. Hallelujah. Receive in the name of Jesus. Word of knowledge. According to your appointment by God, according to your... I say, receive in the name of Jesus. I say, boldness of speech. Receive in the name of Jesus. Showing of mercy. Receive in the name of Jesus. Word of knowledge. Hallelujah. 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 The gift of faith. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hey! Discerning of spirits. Tongues and interpretations. Gift of prophecies. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I said, so shall it be. In Jesus' name. I don't know who you are. You come very gently, but the force, no devil will be able to withstand it. Take it in Jesus' name. Hey! Only God. Only God. Now hear me. Whatever the devil is using to distract you, I curse right now. Hey! In the name of Jesus. I said, by the blood of Jesus. I said, go! I destroy every assigned demon in the name of Jesus. Anywhere your name has been taken, anywhere they are calling and they are sending missiles in your way, I return them in the name of Jesus. I say, let confusion slam that camp in Jesus' name. I say, may they become disgraced. May their missions become impossible. Devising iniquity, they will never be able to achieve it. In the name of Jesus. Give God all the glory. Tell your neighbor, say, I am the children God has given unto me. We are for signs and wonders in our generation. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.